kids. I know you still hate it.
I hate it. Never said I hated it.
It's the 1-800-FSR podcast. How are you today, everyone?
We're good.
Today I'm joined by my faithful sidekick, Cameron, and his little dog, Murphy.
Nowhere to be seen. MIA at the moment, but we'll be returning with us shortly.
Warning all other guests in the studio, do not step on the little dog. He squeaks.
Yep. Something like that.
It makes a lot of noise. Well, today's show is about the power of escalations. Are you familiar with escalations?
Every day.
Yep.
Every day.
And you're a big fan.
I don't hate them. I think they are very useful when used and done properly.
I think the entire time I was an FSR, and for those of you who are out there should know that, you know, not only was I the warehouse manager here at 455, but I was also what they call the only perfect FSR ever out in the field. Never needed an escalation. Handled everything right then and there, which is the way you guys should probably be doing it. But that's a different generation. That's like people that in the past used to smoke or use bad words and stuff like that. Now you're a younger generation and you are really focused on using the power of the escalation. And I get it. You guys can't solve problems as quickly as us old timers could. No, I'm joking when I say that. Let's talk about something before we get to the power of the escalation. Let's talk about the power of the explanation point. Do you know what an explanation point is?
No idea. I couldn't tell you.
I'll tell you, the actual definition in Google is that thing you use when your passport has to be updated.
Okay? Yeah, throw a couple in
that
there.
That is exactly what it is. In there. No, it's a way using Outlook and the escalation system where you can identify a particular escalation as more important or something that needs an alert status. Its relevancy is greater than the other ones. And if it's misused, it really can make it almost irrelevant totally.
Because they kind of make them stand out from the other escalations, the kind of less time sensitive, you know?
It's like the boy that cried wolf or something. You know, if it's overused, but it also gives you a sense of urgency and you're opening the email and you're trying to figure out and it's like, the guy needs an ETA for something that's coming in tomorrow. Why would you ever escalate that up to an exclamation point? So my big problem with the way that it's used is that I think there's an overuse of the exclamation point. And unless the item is absolutely time sensitive, let's go ahead and stop doing that. But what it is great is it's a quick communication tool regarding issues to let everyone know, everyone in the company, everyone who possibly could need this information to get it and move on it fast. Give us an example of one of the times you've used an explanation point where it's really helped you with my response back to a customer.
Well, one I have off the top of my head is really anytime I walk into a AAA, just about. I feel like they've got some warranty thing they want to get figured out, but it's like, but we talked to you about it like 5-7 times.
Yeah.
And then at that point, I'm done talking about it. I'm just going to send it up to you. With them, of course, being a national account, the potential that they may have wherever, you know, we're servicing them, it needs to be done, handled quickly.
Yeah.
Those kind of matters.
I love the fact that when that comes through the escalation system, that let's say, for example, I'm on the phone with a customer dealing with a retailer out in the field talking to people. Haley gets that too. Haley gets that from you. So if it's a matter of they need a part picked up today, they need the credit issued today, the time it would have taken you to call me, wait for me to call you back because I'm out in the field, then tell you, nope, you got to call Haley. Haley, for everyone out there in podcast land, is the warehouse supervisor here at 455. By the time you got to who you needed to get to, the part could have already been picked up. The problem could have already been solved. So that escalation by sending it right there from your iPad can go out to as many people as possible.
Whoever needs to know it.
Absolutely.
And then everybody's on the same page too. Exactly what you're saying. You're not running around just talking to everybody about something that's already been taken care of by the last person you talked to, you know?
The other thing for those of you FSRs out there who are dealing with issues like pricing, I know a lot of you inaccurately think that pricing is a big problem in your market, and we'll deal with that in a different show coming up later on. Your prices are too high. But one of the best ways to address this is to let your leadership know that there is an actual pricing problem. And for that, you're going to need to show them the receipts. In this case, the receipts are the pricing escalations, completely different than a customer service issue, completely different than an ETA. This is you letting the entire corporation know that a part that you were selling for $175 is available at AutoZone for $145.
I mean, when I go into a shop and they try to bring up some kind of pricing discrepancy that we may have with one of our competitors, I immediately tell them, hey, look, buddy, if I could give you the part for free, I would. All right. So all I need to knock down the price or get it knocked down across the board on that product line, so that way you don't have to make the call every time to price match. Give me some comparisons.
Yeah.
Let me see what they're giving it to you. And then, you know, let's talk numbers.
If you give me the ammunition, I can go to war on your behalf.
Mm-hmm.
That is your job out there. We talk a lot in this show about you being a client advocate. You are there to advocate for them, but they give you nothing to work with. No information for you to go to your leadership and say, there is a serious price problem right now in this marketplace. AutoZone is acting aggressive. For us, it's a brand called Factory Motor Parts.
Mm-hmm.
They commonly, multiple times throughout the year, lower prices in order to get into the door to customers that we've worked hard to get. If that can be put into an escalation, it's there. The receipts are there. The proof is in the pudding. Shortly, give me 1 second.
Bow, 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 bow.
Customer service escalations. This is a big deal. This is one that really, when this happens, you need that explanation point sometimes. If you have a customer that needs, is mad, for example, as FSR, you're out in the field and you're dealing with a customer that just doesn't want to talk to you. They want to talk to someone with a little more power and a little more ability to give them what they want. This is great because you're there to be their yes man. You're there to be their client advocate. You don't want to have an adversarial relationship with any customer. That's my job.
And I don't envy you.
Yeah. Yeah.
To be honest.
That's my job. My job is to step in and tell them no to things that you can say, you know what, I think they should give that to you. That keeps you rolling inside that relationship. It's a beautiful thing.
Beautiful face to the company, too.
What it is, it boils down to, every time you have an escalation for a customer service issue because you can't tell that customer or you can't give your customer what it is exactly they want, let me come in and be the big bad guy. You know? Let me come in and act like big corporate. I'm going to blame it on corporate. I'm going to blame it on David, et cetera.
Hey,
but tell them yes.
Perfect example, Porter's Neck Tire and Auto all the way down Market Street. How many times... I couldn't even count them on my hand, the amount of times I've gone in there, and he's been like, oh, what the heck? Why do I always have to call about an ETA? Why does it always take y'all so long to get the part to me? Da, 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 da. It's like, buddy, you know we passed like, in total, what, 13 Napas, AutoZones, Advances on the way to him down Market Street?
Yeah.
I mean, buddy, we're not just right there next to you.
Yeah.
It's going to take a minute.
Yeah.
But that's not for me to say. It's like, hey,
that's not for you to
say. I'll tell them to. They need to get there quicker.
They should be there immediately. Let me get you to Martin right now. You send an escalation. I give him a call, and I explain to him
the
real truth. Much better system. I don't know why they don't take it from you guys the way that they do, but it's the same thing. Another one is repeated warranty on an application. This is an escalation time to definitely add an explanation point to it. This escalation, if you are out in the field as an FSR and you are meeting up with customers that have multiple warranties on the same application, the boss needs to be involved. This needs to be figured out because this is either they're sucking as technicians to put these parts in or we have a problem with the manufacturer, right? Then multiple times, most times we know that's not the case because we've sent them multiple vendors for that particular part. I think the bottom line of all of this is the escalation is a tool that should not be abused,
right?
But it definitely should be used. And for far too long, it wasn't used.
It's like calling 911.
Yeah. And it's like calling 411.
Mm.
What's the number you call? Not information and not 911, but it's a number you call when it's not an emergency. Growing up, it was 611. But I don't know that everyone has a 611.
I thought it was 811.
It was an 811?
I don't know.
Escalation doesn't have to be an emergency, but it means something that you need to have a lot of people's eyes on so that you know someone is out there thinking about it. In closing, the power of the escalation does not work if there is not a reply all, okay? And you should be applauding this if you're one of those people that already knows that it's the truth. If you don't reply all to let everyone know, I'm handling this, does your leadership know that anyone's handling it?
Communicate.
Do they know that anyone is on this particular situation?
Communicate.
Communication. We talk about this ad nauseum on this podcast, that communication, relationship building, these are the key tools in your toolbox. And if you're not using them properly, then you might as well not be using them at all.
Whew.
That note, hit reply all, let everyone know what you're doing to solve it, and then hit reply all again to let them know how it all turned out. Sharing information is the way we succeed in this business.
So come on now.
That's all I got to say on that note.
I love it. Put a stamp on it.
Yep.
Oh, that's the music. Time? It's that time, huh?
It's that time.
Oh, hell of a show.
It was. It's a topic that had to be discussed, and it's one of those things that you guys out there probably care deeply about.
You need you want to get any more information or talk further on this topic? You can get to us at
Connect Team.
Connect Team.
Yep.
Go ahead. Talk to your warehouse manager about getting signed up if you're not already signed up. We can send you a little flyer to help you with that process. Outside of that, our email, cam@1800fsr.com.
Yep. You can reach me at martin@1800fsr.com. Cheers.
Oh, wait.